Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The galaxy's most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
There we go.
And
that should be a Paddington bear, not a stuffed bear. It should be Paddington. You should have.
Well, Paddington might get us in trouble legally, so that's why it's just a generic stuffed bear.
Why? Okay. Okay.
I know. Yeah. I know.
There should be a bird then, at least, right?
They're not real.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, with a camera eye, the drone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or just a drone, period. And say, this is a bird without feathers.
Right. Oh, so we're alive, baby.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
We are on the stream this morning, so we've got the cool overlays that Daniel's put together. We've got all of us in the all the kinds of different chats going on that we can watch over on the sidebar, so no matter where you're coming to us from, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the Twitch, all the places. We'll be able to chat with you live. It'll be nice. All over the place. And, of course, we got Copycat Dan here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I am excellent, thank you. Hope everybody is doing wonderful.
Do we call him CD?
What's that?
CD for short.
Copycat Dan, CD.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Little Ocho, CD, and the guy that's always wrong.
Yeah, Dan, unfortunately, I was going to go with it. I was going to have, you know, the sunglasses on and my headset. And then, but I could not grow a goatee fast enough or enough.
Yeah.
Really, that's actually really true all of the time. But
well, we're almost in
this
November.
Is all I can do.
Yeah, November, we're almost in November. Right? So no shave November. Grow it out, you know, and then you can do the whole. The full Monty.
Yeah, that's real popular with my wife.
Yeah, I know. Some of this isn't either, I know.
Is No Shave November so that we look like pilgrims by Thanksgiving?
Ooh, the plot thickens.
The pilgrims are all clean shaven.
No, the pilgrims smell.
Okay. Yeah. But unfortunately, Dan is not feeling well this morning, so.
Right, he's not feeling well. He's got no voice, so.
You guys were kind enough to ask me to jump in, and I'm obviously psychotic enough to allow myself to do that. So thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you're always a lot of fun, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, before we get to the news, we should get to our sponsor. So let me get that going right now. We have got our sponsorship right now with Toynk, T-O-Y-N-K, and they've got all sorts of great stuff there where fandom lives. Right now we're showing you a pretty cool little featured item here. The Star Trek Spock fleece bathrobe for adults. One size fits most.
She's right only $59.99.
There you go. Yes, you
can. See, it even had the correct rank insignia on the sleeve. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, very true. What's cool too that I noticed is you can pay in installments too. That's an option.
Oh.
So that, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see. But they also have all sorts of other stuff. Like if you're into other brands as well, not just Star Trek. Like for example, Harry Potter. You know, that's pretty popular right now with the kids. So they've got, you know,
kids.
That's right, with the kids. Yeah, they've got all sorts of other Harry Potter things, socks and lanyards and water bottles. You know, it is like they say where fandom lives. They do currently have a special going on, buy three, get one free, on drinkware, kitchenware, puzzles, pins, mix and match items. They also have get a free pin with any purchases of over $50 or more, and also free shipping in the continuous United States. So that's pretty cool. Also,
something I really like about Toink is that you don't have to go to toink.com/trekcast/discount/whatever. No, just go to toink.com and that works.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that the guys, I know Chad, you got your door chime and we released that video of showing off the door chime.
Yeah, that was
very
funny.
Popular, very cool.
Yeah.
Dan got his really cool tool set. So I basically got the Star Trek Happy Meal here, just about looks like. This is a giant box. This is a giant box. We will reveal next week what is in the box. I just wanted to show that off today. You know, people can guess what's in the box, and we will show it off next week. So, one more time, check out our sponsors. Yeah.
The intermittent fasting you've been doing, you're going to really blow it all to hell.
On a giant Happy Meal like that, yeah.
A giant Happy Meal box, yeah. Yeah, it's the new Star Trek adult Happy Meal.
Speaking of the intermittent fasting thing, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Fisher sponsorship.
Yeah, yeah. Toink.com. It's where fasting lives, or fasting. Because got into my head.
It'll thin your wallet, that's for sure.
There you go, but in a fun way. So there you go. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
No, but speaking of the intermittent fasting, I've actually been doing that for about two and a half weeks now, like solid. Using your dice when I can. Sometimes I'm on the road and don't have the dice with me, but using the dice when I can.
Right.
Down 10 pounds in two and a half weeks.
There you go, man.
Yep. Holy cow.
That's awesome.
It just melted. Yeah. I've got a headache nonstop, but.
Oh.
Well, you need to drink more water.
That's it. Yeah, I know. When I'm traveling all over the place, I don't have the ability to just drink water like nonstop like I should. So that's the problem. It's the water. So.
Oh. Looks like Pavel says that what's in my adult Happy Meal is a really big hamburger.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Daniel, where are those dice? Where do you get them, by the way?
FastingDice.com. I keep a set right here. So you just roll them, and they give you different fasting and eating windows. It's pretty simple. It gamifies it. It's pretty fun. So
the anti-food track.
Yes, exactly. The anti-food cast, for sure.
We go to anti-food cast, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But should we get to the news?
Please, let's do it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Star Trek News.
There you go.
This is FastingDice.com, is that correct?
Yeah, FastingDice.com. So, well, our first news story, it's kind of been making the rounds. It's been the big deal right now in all around the internet. We're learning more about the scrapped Star Trek IV with Chris Hemsworth. This comes to us from Esquire, the current showrunners of the Rings of Power. They're the ones who did that scrapped Star Trek IV. So they're the ones who are giving more information about it. That's J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay. So it's a pretty long chunk that they talk about. So I'll kind of summarize it here. Basically, what they were going for is that Kirk's father, George Kirk, and Captain Kirk, our beloved Captain Kirk, basically get together and go on an original mission. They said it had a feel of 2001 Space Odyssey, and they were very excited about it. This is back when S.J. Clarkson was going to be the director, and that was, I think, 40 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. They also had a cool idea they were going to use from back in they pulled the idea from Star Trek Generations, TNG, that episode Relics, where they find Scotty.
Yeah.
He's stuck in that pattern buffer. They were going to do the same thing with George Kirk, that he tried to transport himself to the shuttle to be with his wife and son, but you know, the ship blew up and he got stuck in the pattern buffer. So that's how they got him back. It wasn't time travel, but just that he was there.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm sure they could have hashed it out further and made something of it, but it also, I'm kind of like, I'm glad they have to come up with something different if they do something later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just like, huh. Okay. It was an idea.
Yeah.
It was an idea.
You know,
yeah.
You seen that GIF where instead of the more you know, it just has like a crayon drawn star just jittery going across and it's up, an attempt was made.
Yes.
That's pretty much
What's the one with Bart Simpson? It's got the trivia and says, at least you tried.
At least you tried, yes.
Yeah. So
you get an A for effort and an F for everything else.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So our next news story comes to us from TrekMovie.com, and we were talking about this. Do you remember the Star Trek Prodigy Supernova game that was supposed to come out literally at the end of this month?
Yep.
Well, sorry, kids. It doesn't come out till 2023, next year. No real word as to why it's being delayed, but it's being delayed. So that sucks. When it does come out, it will be coming out for PlayStation 4, 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and stream. It'll be a fun game that you can play either as a solo or a two-player co-op. We did have, you know, the video of the game.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
Right here.
Oops.
So, yeah. I played it too loud. So, yeah, it looked like a fun game to play.
It looks cool.
Run and gun. Yeah, yeah, it does look very cool.
Yeah.
Looks like a lot of fun. So
I'll probably get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be a fun game to play with kids. You know, great introduction game for family members and all that.
Yep.
So
you can just suck them into the franchise.
That's the goal. That is the goal.
I wonder if it got, because it was supposed to be October 27th. I saw that in the thing. So 11 days from now, I wonder if it got delayed, just because of some feedback of it, or I mean, if it was already in production, and going out the stores, then yikes, too late. But apparently, it's not. Otherwise, you know, this close to it getting delayed, then obviously it wasn't delivered yet.
They missed the Christmas sales and everything else. So
yeah. So that's an odd timing to delay it all of a sudden. I mean, I don't know what the heck.
Well, hopefully they can get it out in time for those Groundhog's Day gift sales. So,
right there. Yeah. We'll be camping out
right there.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Just in time for you and to get our last refund for taxes in April.
And then go get your game.
And then go get your game.
And then our last news story comes to us from space.com. We have got another new Star Trek comic book. Last week we talked about the Defiant series, and now we're going to be getting a Strange New World comic book miniseries. It will be launching in December. Check out Captain Pike with his space hair. So there you go.
Is that like a painting? That's not a picture. That's a painting of Pike, isn't it?
No, that is from the comic book. That is art from the comic book.
So it's just art. It's not a photo, though.
No, it's not a photo. It looks close, though, doesn't it?
I mean, it's like right there at that uncanny valley of that looks a little too clean, but it looks good. Kind of. I can't see it very close up, but from your shop. But yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. So this will be coming out in December. So just in time for Christmas sales. So there you go.
Yeah.
Don't rip your presents too hard. You might rip your comic book. Yeah. And it's just a miniseries. So I don't see anywhere on here about how many issues that'll be. Oh, a 4-issue miniseries. So there you go. So
all of them coming out at the same time, or
No, they usually come out once a month.
For miniseries.
So you can get the first one for Christmas and then have to follow up afterwards.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Looks cool.
There he is, standing there, standing like Captain Morgan.
As long as it's nothing like the Captain Morgan, that's right. Where's his bottle? I don't, you know, if you recall, they put out a book that was supposed to explain where the Enterprise was during the Klingon War. And I remember reading that book, and we did a little slight review of it here on the show. I forget what, I think it was called The Enterprise War. And they made up this entire backstory of how the Enterprise with Pike got caught in a nebula for like a year and a half.
That's right.
And they were there for like forever. And for like the largest chunk of that book, Spock is in a space, some sort of mechanized spacesuit type robot thing, walking on an ice planet for like 8 months. That is literally in the book. Like, it's just ridiculous. So I hope they don't make anything quite like that ever again.
It wasn't at the time that book was canon, and then they said, no, it's not anymore.
Yeah, at the time they said it was canon. It was going to be what they were doing, and then they kind of went back on that because it's just... it was just so bad.
Are you talking about like a mechanical suit where like it's, you know, the arms and...
Yeah, he's in like a robotic suit as a battle suit.
So instead of the Red Angel, he was the Ice Angel.
He was the Ice Angel.
Ice. Oh, don't give them ideas.
No, no, that's a bad one. We know they watch this show, okay? So
that's right. They do. Yes.
That's too many coincidences.
Yeah. I am glad they dumped it, Chaz. I am so glad they dumped that. So
yeah.
Horrible.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's all for the news. We should get into our main topic. So let me get straight into that.
Okay. Round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One will now commence.
Fun will now commence.
Yes, exactly.
I will be happy to commence fun with her anytime she would.
Oh,
man. Oh, I'm sure you would. That's
man. I'm right there with you. Right there. Her, Rebecca Romijn. I mean,
her. All of them.
Wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers, as the saying goes. There you go.
So our main topic is the latest episode of Star Trek Lower Decks. Was this the 8th episode?
Was it
eighth episode? Yeah, we only have two more left. 9 and 10.
Okay.
Yep, episode 8. It was something part 2. Crisis Point 2. Yep.
Yeah, Crisis Point 2 Paradoxus. Let's see if I got the little log lines that they like to give out.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So let's see.
Someone on Facebook said, get a room, fake Dan.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me turn the volume on this down. My wife might hear this.
Yeah. So, the log line is, was written by Ben Rogers, directed by Mike Mullen. And the log line is, Boimler's holodeck movie sequel tries to live up to the original. There you go.
Which was Vendicta. It took me like halfway through this episode to remember what the heck they're talking about. Which was originally not his holodeck program. It was hers.
Mariners.
Mariners. So Vendicta, which was hilarious. I remember laughing at that one so hard. But this one, not so much. I don't know if maybe it was the mood I was in when I watched this or what, but I was kind of, I got a few chuckles. It was okay.
Boimler didn't kind of seem himself. He was a whole lot more assertive and commanding. I guess it's because it's on the holodeck, but it was weird because, you know, normally we see him with this, you know, crisis of confidence and everything else. And then this one, that was not him at all.
Well, he has been doing the bold Boimler, yeah. He has been doing that this season with the bold Boimler, where he's just throwing caution to the wind. But yeah, he is on the holodeck, so he's playing a character. And anytime he's ever done that, he's been a totally different person. Remember the episode where they had to do the training exercises and everybody was failing out of it? And he was kept doing it until he got a perfect 99 or 100.
Yeah.
Right? And so he is able to put on a persona when he thinks it's not real, you know, or he's able to get through his fear. I loved this scene, by the way, because it was so Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, going on here with Carol Marcus and everything else.
Okay. Yeah, the outfit too and everything.
Yeah.
Did you see that they even did, when they were showing a little thing, they were showing a video, I can't remember what the video was about, but they had the screen, and it was the same screen that they used in Star Trek II when they were explaining the Genesis project.
Yep, exact same thing, yep.
Yeah,
I was like, we're looking at right here where she's sitting down,
I was like, that was
those amazing graphics.
Yeah, exactly, because then Rutherford, oh, those are amazing graphics!
Yes. Yeah, he kind of freaks out about it.
And they got some pod racing in.
On like Tron bikes, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tron and pod racing all the way. You're right. The music was a little bit of Wrath of Khan as well. Oh, and this, of course, was like Voyage Home when they ran into the guy on the bus. That's instantly what I thought of, was the guy on the bus.
That's what I thought too.
But Rutherford's like, I want his pants. I want his pants.
Rutherford got like mad. Just hardcore.
Yeah, and Tindy's just mad. She's just like, I'm so mad that you're not following the script here. Rutherford's having the time of his life.
Oh, Rutherford's got a dark side, man.
He does.
I like that they're showing it.
He goes into that accent for a minute, which was perfect, and he's like, nah, I'm just going to play it normal.
Yeah.
You've almost got a good Rutherford there.
Almost. Yeah.
Almost, you're getting it. Yeah. Tindy just, being aggressive is fun.
Well, Tindy has got that side to her too, right? We saw that in a couple of episodes back, where she just went full Orion and took over the ship instantly and really put the other Orion in his place. That was the DS9 episode, so two episodes ago, I believe.
Right.
And we got a nice out-of-the-blue one here, a nice cameo.
So cool.
I really thought we were going to hear Shatner and see Shatner, and they threw a curveball in there too.
Well... And then they went to Idaho.
Wrong place.
Well, because he bought the farm. He bought it from Shatner.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, my word. That's such a hit in the head, because Shatner loves horses and, has the farm and everything. And now Takei bought it out completely. That was funny.
Why can't we tell who made that post? It just says Facebook user. Please don't encourage chat. Your voices. No good will come of it. Come on. I want to know who said that.
No. voices.
Yeah. Chad wants to find the...
It's going to be Mike Medina.
Find these people online.
Yeah, I'm going to find them, and I'm going to send them voicemails.
I picture you like that.
That's what I did.
You ever see that?
Elvis Ryan it up. So.
That's right. That's right.
I picture Chad like Jansson and Bob at the end of that movie where they're finding the internet trolls. Were you the ones who said, and then they just beat them up?
Beat the hell out of them.
Yeah. That's
you're going to sit here and watch this show all over again, and you're going to appreciate it until I beat it into you.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, Idaho, yes. Iowa, what's the difference? Yeah, everything.
You know what's really funny is in Idaho, they sell shirts and hats that have like the Idaho State outline, and then it says Iowa on it. That's like all over the tourist traps everywhere. It's great. Yeah.
Well, so, Iowa, idiots out wandering around, so that sounds about right for Idaho.
This message has been encrypted by Space Force Command.
I wonder if that's Dan.
Yeah. It might be Dan.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's got a burner account that he's using.
Yeah. He can't get a anything more than an iPhone SE for doing the show on, but he can go get a burner phone to troll us on Facebook.
There you go. That sounds about right.
He's running into Walgreens going, I gotta get a damn phone. Hold on.
We'll know it, Tim, if he responds to that comment about the iPhone SE.
Oh, yeah, Babel Team Corn versus Team Potato.
Yeah. Team Corn versus Team Potato.
We both love our starches.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the starches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk for a second about that twist at the end. No good will come from this, but I can't wait to see it.
That is Dan. That is Dan.
Yeah, that is 100% Chad.
There it is.
Or Dan.
Oh. Yeah.
He's saving dogs at the moment.
He is. He's saving dogs.
So this is why you guys need to watch the show live, so you can just, you know, give us crap on air.
So if you are listening and couldn't see that when they're listening to this later on, an anonymous Facebook user just said, F you, Chad.
Yes.
It's up on the screen. They can see it. I put it up there where everybody can see it, Dmitry, just so you know.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And that's a good point.
I'm just saying it because, believe it or not, there are people who listen to this.
Yeah.
On podcasts. It's a really cool, this podcast thing. It's going to catch on, I think.
Slightly.
Yeah. That's a good point. People that are just listening to it can't. You're right. And Scott Bowders makes a really good a point there when he says the farm is in generations, correct? And I think that's correct because that's the one where we have the ribbon in space. And Kirk says, this is my uncle's farm in Idaho. So,
are you talking about the Nexus?
The Nexus, the ribbon in space, the Nexus,
Yeah.
So that's a good point, Scott. I guess I have to go back and watch Generations. This gives me a reason to go watch it again just to see that.
Warning, nerd alert, nerd alert.
I mean, you called for it, so I had to use it.
Yeah.
I love the little flash of the nerd during the red alert.
Yes. It is very quick. That's why you need to go watch the video. You will see these little Easter eggs I put in all the stingers.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So, Section 31, Brad Boimler, but not Brad. He goes by, what's his?
William.
William Boimler. There we go.
Just like William Riker. I guess it would be William Riker, but anyway. That's why.
Dennis.
Dennis Riker, yeah.
Yes.
They do need to give him some facial hair. He needs a goatee and a mustache.
A purple goatee and mustache,
yeah.
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 A little goatee. That'd be perfect.
How long did it take you to make that graphic? Are you talking about the Nerd Alert? Because it took me about 10 minutes. That's about it. So at the end of the episode they basically said like, oh, we won't do another movie, but they said unless there's a teaser for a part three. And then our teaser for part three was we learned that William Boimler is not dead, because that's part of the crux of this episode, is we think he's dead.
Yep.
And he wakes up in a torpedo and basically is part of Section 31 now.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Yeah, we kind of missed going over what basically happened in the middle of it. So,
yeah.
So they start off and they're on the Cerritos. Mm-hmm. And then we realize that they're on the holodeck, and they're running the program, and it's Boimler's new version of the program, and they're in this Romulan space battle with another warship, and they get super damaged, and they lose this crystal device, which is a time changer, and he's using all of his friends and everything to come in and get the crystal back, and hilarity ensues, I guess, kind of.
What are the Chronogami?
It's hilarious. Yeah, because it's an origami thing. The watch thing they put on is hilarious. They're even making fun of it as they're looking at it. It's just this gigantic.
Which was complete. That was such a call out to the Avengers, because they have the watch thing in the Avengers.
Yeah. There's always so many little subtle. Well, and this speaks to the. Not only the credibility But the writers themselves know what they're doing. They know the subject matter. They know Trek very well, but they also know pop culture very well, and they're not afraid to show that and throw those little nerdy references and tidbits in all over the damn place. I mean, that is really what the show is a run, as a riff through all of our nostalgia, is a riff through all of the things in pop culture right now. It's a riff through all of that. I mean, those bikes actually look just like the bikes from the first JJ movie too. They do that all over the place. I mean, so if you really pick it apart, almost every scene comes from something, is a riff on something that's been done in Trek before. It's pretty amazing. The guys are great.
I've heard that cop, he's got the face mask in the movie.
Yeah.
That was digitally put in later because they just had a guy there and apparently they didn't like it. And the final cut, and so they're like, let's put a mask on him. And that was it.
Huh, I'll be darned. Who played that cop, I wonder?
I don't know.
Well, we don't know because he had a mask on, and now,
Right.
He could have been Dan, for all we know.
Exactly. That's where they could do some fun little things. If they have someone like that show up for a cameo somewhere, maybe even on Lower Decks, you can kind of hear the voice. You can't tell who it is. There's a mask on, and later you find out it's like Jason Sudeikis or something.
Yeah, like Star Wars right. did.
Like Star Wars, where he couldn't shoot the damn can.
Well, no, they had Daniel Craig be one of the stormtroopers.
Correct. Yeah, Daniel Craig did that. I mean, lots of guys have done that on Star Wars. That'd be fun to see some of that over on Star Trek. Because they're all just as much fans of that as they are of anything else. So.
Oh, for sure.
If not more so.
And we found out that Tandy wants to be a captain, apparently, during this episode.
That was another big one. We hadn't heard her say that before because she's always been in medical. She was doing those shift rotations for a while, going around the all the different areas, but then they kind of dropped that, and you didn't hear any more about it. But, she'd make an excellent captain.
Yeah. I like that they're giving her ambition and
Yeah.
And all that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, actually taking it more well. It's kind of funny when you get more character development with the animated stuff than you do sometimes with the live action stuff, but they're doing it.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, that's the problem with them doing it, though. See, this is the counter to that. The problem with them developing these characters to the point where they've got those ambitions and they want to move up is at some point they won't be lower deckers.
Right.
That's true. That's a good point.
I mean, Boimler clearly... We've known that for a long time. Boimler's never isn't going to be a lower decker his entire life. Mariner is okay with being a lower decker her entire life. She didn't care. She just doesn't care.
Right.
But the other three do, right? And so at some point there'll be that. There's always that little bit of attention that they're going to move on. I mean, that's what happened with in season two, was it? Or was it? Yeah, I guess it was in season two when Boimler moved on to the Titan. There was always that little bit of an issue. Then of course he came back. But yeah. That's always an interesting dynamic, though, at least.
You know, something else I just thought about was that it's kind of interesting that even with Lower Decks, they've kind of maintained the ensemble cast instead of the one primary. We've talked about Disco and some problems that they've had before. Disco, that didn't feel so much ensemble. That felt more, this is all about Michael Burnham.
Well, yeah.
Which burns people out.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have burned anybody out. If Berman Michael had been as likable and lovable as Boimler or Mariner,
right? So it's funny you guys are saying this. I'm realizing that the Lower Decks crew are better versions than a lot of the Discovery characters. Mariner is a better Michael, right?
Oh yeah,
they're both similar. They're the leads. They know everything, but Mariner's more fun about it. Right.
Yeah.
Boimler is very much like Saru. He plays by the rules. He just wants to be competent, and he wants to get things done. Tindy is a better Tilly. She's more fun. She's very ambitious. Yeah. And then Rutherford is a better Stamets. He's an engineer. He wants to get things done, but he's very into things. So.
That's an interesting theory. I never thought about that.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one.
By the way,
Jasmine says all the captains have been lovable except for Michael. Well, Jellicoe disagrees, but
Mr. I'll be back to re-add yeah. Jellicoe now.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
right. He's going to teach those kids.
I want to see more Jellicoe.
Who was the admiral in Next Generation, the blonde female, shorter admiral, who was just, she was a jerk.
Oh, yeah, she was a ball buster. She always showed up every once in a while for special missions.
Was it Nechayev or something like that?
It was Nechayev, I think.
Yes, Nechayev.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
Nerd win for you.
Now I got to play it.
Yep.
Warning, warning, nerd alert, nerd alert.
I didn't catch the flash of a nerd there the last time.
It's been there from the beginning, baby.
And that is from, not Porky's, from Revenge of the Nerds.
You know it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it. Okay, I was going to ask. Good job. Cool. I didn't catch that. That's too fast for me.
I got some deep cuts in there. Yeah.
I haven't had enough coffee for that crap. I can't know who that is. I don't know.
It's 2 hours earlier for me, and I'm getting it, baby.
Okay.
Oh, apparently, I didn't realize it was time for the Good Morning Trek toast or something. Everybody,
yeah, right. Good morning. Everybody, take a drink. Yeah, where's the Baileys?
You need to watch that old Greg clip I sent you, because you'll never talk about Baileys the same way again.
Oh, no.
Never again.
That's ominous.
Oh, yeah.
Which reminds me,
if you've watched old Greg, if anyone in the chat has watched old Greg, they know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. So you have to enlighten me at some point, but that does remind me
I'll send you the link
today. So I need to go get some beer.
There you go. Your team's playing today?
My team is playing today. It's time for some sports ball.
Who are they playing?
Chiefs are playing the Bills.
Okay.
So it should be a really good game.
The Buffalo.
Mahomes versus Allen. That'll be good. Didn't deserve to win our game against the Raiders last week, but I was happy we beat him by one freaking point.
So this reminds me of something. So I listen to a lot of audiobooks, right?
Yeah.
And I listened to one recently called The Method, and it's narrated by one Zachary Quinto.
Ah,
really?
And the reason that the Buffalo triggered it is, so the book is a weird book, man. It's about an actor who gets really involved in the method actor, you know, acting style.
Yeah.
And he's going to be playing a serial killer in a TV show. So he becomes an actual serial killer. That's the premise of the audiobook, right?
Okay.
Dexter.
And one of his, one of his big lines is, the buffalo got to run free. That's what he says before he kills. So when you said buffalo, that's kind of what triggered it for me.
Yeah.
But what's really fun is, if you think about it, Zachary Quinto did play a serial killer before.
He did,
Siler.
Siler,
Heroes. Yeah.
I loved that series. I was so sad they ruined it at the end and chopped it up and tried to bring it back and screwed that up. And just, I loved that series. That series was fantastic.
But he was so good as Siler.
And
now to listen to this, is this a confession?
Zachary Quinto is a serial killer.
Well, they do say in the thing that he co-wrote the script for this audiobook.
Mm, interesting.
Just saying. Interesting. Yeah.
So it's an autobiography. Okay.
It's an autobiography. An audio confession, whatever you want it.
Speaking of audiobooks, I've been trying to like really hard do the Dune Messiah audiobook, which is the second record from Dune.
Oh.
And I love Dune. I love Dune. Yeah, I know the writer's strike killed that show for Heroes. I know. It was 100%, so sad. But I love Dune. I've read that book, the original Frank Herbert book, like multiple times. I've listened to the audiobook multiple times. I've seen the newest Dune movie like 6 times now since it came out, because it's just fantastic. It's just gorgeous. Denis Villeneuve knew what he's doing and made it look. I can't wait for the sequel.
How many times did you play the computer game?
I've only played that original PC game like twice.
It was so good.
Yeah, I know. I don't even think I have Hal to a Dune podcast. Yeah, exactly. That'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
But the Dune Messiah, I've never read any of the sequels. I've never listened to any of the sequels until now, and I'm trying to listen to Dune Messiah, and it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I can't just can't take Dune Messiah. It's just so bad. I just can't take it.
Really?
Just hang me in right now. I can't do it. So.
Wow. That's disappointing.
What is all this help chat coming up?
Oh, it's because I had asked for help about something. You can close it.
How do I do that? Because it's just overlaying everything. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I just brought that to mind because I was all around California when I was there this week. I was probably in the car like for 11 hours in total while I was driving all over California this week and trying to listen to it, and I just couldn't. I just couldn't do it. Just probably turned it off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Patrick Stewart. See, there's the Star Trek tie-in to Dune. Thank you.
Yeah, right. The original Dune. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, which that's a great movie too. The original Dune movie that they made with what's his name? It wasn't Dermot Mulroney, but it was the other guy that looks like Dermot Mulroney.
Right.
Who did it? Was it Fincher or was it?
No, not Patrick. I think his name was Patrick too, but maybe not. Patrick Malone. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. Sting running around in a Speedo.
That's right. Sting, yes.
Yep. It almost looked like a diaper Speedo. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically his normal clothes. Just walked on his set.
Yeah, there are a lot of big names in that movie.
That's Lynch. Okay, David Lynch is who did it. Okay.
David Lynch, yeah.
Yeah.
Best Gurney, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. I did love Jason Momoa as Duncan Idaho, though.
Yes.
That's pretty fantastic.
Great casting on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well, let's take a quick ad break, and then we'll come back, and we'll do our feedback.
All right. Sounds great.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back.
Such a long ad break.
Indeed. It's just so I can have a little audio cue to dump it in. There we go.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
today's show brought feedback? To you by Viagra. Are you feeling like a Boimler? Can you?
I'd make a Viagra joke, but you know, it's the kiddies.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's some of the commercials that play, though.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. Well, while we're waiting for people to either type in questions or whatever, I do have a game we can play while we're waiting for that, where people want to X up. So we played this before, and since you're here, Gentry, we can play with you. I'm going to read either one star or a half star or whatever review, and you have to guess what Star Trek series or movie that comes from.
Okay.
You guys can both guess, and then we'll go. So let's do this one. This the user is AM. This was only a half star review, and the review is: remember back when Star Trek was entertaining? what series or show or movie was this from?
That sounds like Deep Space Nine to me.
Chad, do you want to guess?
So you're saying, hold on though, let me make sure I caught this right, because you're saying this came from a television show, and the line was,
or a movie,
and the line was, do you remember when
the review is? Remember back when Star Trek was ... entertaining?
Oh, and that was the review for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Into Dark, a review for Into Darkness?
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. Kyle McClanahan, that was the guy who played the original Paul Atreides in the old Dune. That's right. Yeah. Good one, Bronson. Yes. Thank you.
Chad, so what's your guess?
The Star Trek Into Darkness movie. That's a review for...
Oh, Into Darkness. Okay.
Into Darkness.
That was a half-star review for Star Trek Picard.
Oh, well, yeah. That's pretty good. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. That's true, though, right? I mean... Yeah. We just want to be entertained.
Are you not entertained?
Here we are now. Entertained us.
But I'll tell you one thing, by the way. It's something I was thinking about because, like all Trek people do, I go back and watch other series again and just start at the beginning and go over and watch. One thing I noticed about Disco is that it's very difficult watching in rerun. I don't know.
Oh, why. Yeah.
I've watched a lot. I mean, I could tolerate a ton in rerun. I've seen every episode of TNG so many times, it's embarrassing, but and really confusing to my wife. She's like, you know what's going to happen. Why are you watching? I'm like, I don't care. I just like it.
Yeah.
But Disco is really difficult. Like, when you've got Hipster Boy, you know, with the whole half Klingon thing and all that going on, it's just like, oh my word, this is painful to watch. I don't know. Anyway, side note.
No, I've said that before on the show. Rewatching Disco is well, and the funny thing too is if you rewatch Disco now, season one feels so much better than what they've done since then.
Yeah,
and I remember harping all over season one.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's
it's a world of difference, man. It's kind of nuts.
It is. Right. We have one thing over on the coffee count I want to mention before we get into the rest of our feedback, because I think I missed it. And this says on the coffee count it's from 15 days ago. So that means we probably missed it last weekend, because I don't recall saying this. But it was a donation from If Scott Can, You Can.
Okay.
And this is about the episode where we saw Deep Space Nine. And he says, seeing Deep Space Nine come across the screen with music playing, I looked at my wife with a huge smile on my face and unabashedly a tear in my eye. It was like saying hello and goodbye at the same time to an old friend. That's very sweet.
There you go.
And I love it.
So,
and I agree.
Speaking of old friend, we've got Hipster Spock.
Yes, sir.
There he is, Hipster Spock.
How's it going, man?
Here for some feedback?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We can hear you, buddy.
Okay, good. And no feedback or anything, right?
No. It sounds good.
Sounds great. Go for it.
Awesome. So, this episode was very good because it was a good case of conflict resolution. It's totally like old-fashioned sitcom and where, you know, people are disagreeing, but in the end, everything worked out. But a lot of modern shows don't do that. Hate to wreck on Disco, but I'll wreck on Disco, right? Like, in Disco, Michael would have done anything to get it her way and then do that. But Mariner, she just pulled back and said, we just want everybody to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Modern shows don't do that. It's always people being very selfish. And they don't like do anything for the team or take one for the team. And that was really refreshing. And I totally... I loved it because of that. Strange New Worlds had had some sort of a article I saw this morning where Anson Mount said that season two is kind of like Spinal Tap, and if I know, if I remember correctly, Spinal Tap was this really irreverent mockumentary about a rock band, right?
And
with lots of cameos and all that other thing, and that I think would be pretty interesting if they made Strange New Worlds into some sort of a mockumentary, at least for one episode.
Hey, if they're willing to turn it up to 11, I am fine with that. That's, that's who came up with that in the first place.
Sometimes you've really got to take what Hanson Mount says with a grain of salt.
Yeah, so here's the quote. It says, I'm not a conservative storyteller at all. All I'm saying is, fuck tradition. Let's do it our own way. And I think, even for myself, I found this, really? Can we really do this? Their mantra is that Star Trek can be a lot of things. Star Trek isn't Star Trek because there's no such thing. Star Trek can be a lot of things because Star Trek at the best is the best TV does and operates on a metaphorical platform. And when you jump in wholly, you can really find a lot more elbow room than you think, including playing with not just story, but genre. So.
That would be really cool, right?
Yeah,
I think we're reading that and being like, different, cool, all right, go for it kind of thing, because it's Anson Mount. But if you remember, if we hadn't already seen season one and he said this, we'd be in a Jason Isaac situation all over again, where we'd be like, shut up, get out of here, Jason.
Yeah. or what if Sinequa Martin Green said that right now?
Yeah,
we'd
exactly.
All be like, oh God, what are they going to do now?
What are they going to do? Oh man, they've already ruined it. How much farther down the hole can they go, right? And so,
right,
with Anson and the things that he's said before, and then you see what it comes out to be. You kind of got to take it a little bit of grain of salt. Like he has a different viewpoint on things than what has actually transpired in certain cases. So,
right.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Awesome.
If he means that from the standpoint of cameos, then great. Sure.
Yeah.
We're already getting
anything else you want to add in? Because we have others we got to bring on.
Okay, sorry. But it would be cool if there are lots of cool cameos from TOS and Enterprise characters. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. If they do it the right way, because of the timeline. Yeah.
Well, you can do that with Holodex. Thanks, Hipster Spock. We appreciate all your feedback always, as always, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, buddy.
That's what you do via holodeck and everything else. So, yeah, I mean, there's...
Yeah.
Anson Mount seems to be kind of the Loki of TV promotion.
Yeah, he's not the Tom Holland who accidentally spills all the beans.
Right.
he's the Loki. What's that guy's name? Where he says...
Tom
Hiddleston. Yeah. He's the other Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the other Tom. And he says weird cryptic things that don't quite match up to reality.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Chazbiz, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me good?
Yeah. What's your feedback, buddy?
Either his clone or whatever he is, had a detachable hairpiece, Thomas Riker.
You're chopping a little bit there.
You're getting choppy, buddy.
But I think what you're getting at is that Boimler, his clone or his double, his doppelganger, William Boimler, needs to have a removable goatee or whatever because he's evil, right?
Oh, I've seen that trending around online.
Yeah.
And I've seen people Photoshop one into it. It's pretty good. yeah.
That would be awesome.
We're getting another surprise visitor.
Yeah, my dog's coming in here. The wife's going to run some errands, so the dog's going to come sit in here with me. Yep.
Nice. All right.
Come here, Finley. Yeah, should be fine.
So I'm not
rescuing dogs from the street. I'm bringing my own dog in here. Come here, Finley.
There you go.
She's just going to stare at the door now and longingly, like, where's mommy going?
Was there any other feedback?
Well, it's not about just asking if we... He's got a bad signal, so I took
a bad signal. Yeah, we had to take him off.
Yeah. Scott is asking if we want a Packler review of She-Hulk, and I said yes, please.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. So hopefully next week we get one. That'd be great.
I think for the month of November, I'll have Disney Plus, so I can go and watch all of Andor and all of She-Hulk in the same month.
Nice. Oh, Andor's good,
over.
Man. I think you'll
is
like
Andor
it.
Over yet? I know She-Hulk is. Sure. Is Andor over yet or no?
They're online now.
All the current ones.
Yeah.
They still got another six episodes to go.
of Andor?
They're doing.
Oh, really?
They're doing 12 episodes seasons. Yeah.
Oh.
And every three episodes is one story arc. So they've done two story arcs.
Gotcha.
They'll do another two more, and then they're done.
Ah, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm anxious to start that one. I haven't seen it yet. Any website feedback, any voicemails, anything fun, any other feedback?
No voicemails.
No voicemails. I did not get any feedback on social media, but...
You can always give us a phone call, 816-287-044. Oh, shoot. I don't know what the number is. Hold on. Hold on. I had it there in my head, and then I just totally lost it. Yeah, I was 816-287-0448. There it is. Leave us a voicemail. Operators are not standing by. We will not answer the call, but we will play it live here on the show.
And you're on Discord and on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. Don't forget the coffee account, ko-fi.com, where you can find that too. Or just go to trekcast.com and find all of it, which is a whole lot easier.
It is. We need to do a little bit of work on the website to update it for some things, but it's there.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
We also have our sponsor.
Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
We also have our sponsor, Toink, where fandom lives, TOYNK.com.
Love them.
So, yeah.
Yep, yeah. Good stuff.
Okay, is now when we get to talk about Dan?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Excellent. Okay. All right. So, let's see. What do we know? Okay. We know he's Space Force. We know that part. trying to think. He doesn't watch the show unless you force him to.
Right. Yeah,
this show, and sometimes disco, but this show.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch this one.
You know what's funny is he doesn't like Star Trek. He just does this show.
It's like this, you know, narcissistic personality or something. He just has to
That's right.
Star Trek so well just to do that.
He just wants people to know that he saves dogs.
That's right. He's a Stargate SG-1 fan. That's what it is.
Battlestar, yeah.
Yes.
He's all about black stuff.
I mean, I had a dog named Baltar, so I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to remake that? Are they going to remake that or not? They keep saying they're going to, and then I don't hear anything, and then it was supposed to be Battlestar Galactica. They were supposed to do a remake of that.
Sure, right after they get the Flash Gordon.
Babylon 5 is not better than DS9. Sorry.
No.
So I love Babylon 5, but oh my God. Kick Jazz out of the chat. He's done.
Well, now, to be honest, there were a couple seasons in the middle of Deep Space Nine before the Dominion War started where it might not have been as good.
Alla Moraine,
I know. Are you talking about like Alla Moraine?
Yeah, so we both said the same thing, Alla Moraine.
Yeah,
that's season one. Every time you watch that and you see Avery Brooks actually like playing along and doing it, it's kind of like, on one hand, it's like these guys are professionals. Like they can just throw whatever out and actually just act those scenes. That's the one reason why I could never be an actor is because that is so silly. I would be so embarrassed for myself or anybody else doing it, and I'd be laughing. I couldn't be in that character. I couldn't do those silly moments like that. That's
right, because people would be able to watch it over and over and over.
Yeah, and watch me look like a total fool. I can't do that for me. I mean, so kudos to those actors who can pull that off. And Avery Brooks is amazing. So
yeah, he's great.
He's kind of, as a real person, he seems kind of cryptic.
Oh, he's nuts. He's not, and that's what makes a great actor is somebody who's slightly crazy. You look at some of the best actors we've ever had, and I mean the truly best actors, not the ones who become great because they just keep playing themselves and you love them, like Paul Rudd, like Owen Wilson, right? Or Vince Vaughn. I mean, those guys just play themselves, and so it's Scott Carell, whatever, is kind of like that too, from The Office. What's his name? Not
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell is kind of like that too. He plays a version of himself in almost everything he does, right?
Yeah.
Or George Clooney.
Or Alec Baldwin. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They're just playing themselves. You know, which is why Alec Baldwin can be an asshole in anything he does.
That's right. That's so, right.
But those ones who truly can play a character that you just like, who the hell is that? Like Tom Hardy. Like he's a little off his rocker sometimes, but boy, he can play anything. What's his name? The other
Irish Johnny actor. Depp back in the day, man. Johnny Depp would immerse himself.
Yep. Johnny
Christian
Depp.
Bale. Christian Bale.
Yep. Christian Bale. Heath Ledger comes to mind. God rest his soul. He was fantastic. And was another amazing one who I know people either love him or totally hate him, but Jared Leto. Jared Leto can play anything. Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah, but Jared Leto can play anything. Say what you want to about his Joker and Suicide Squad. I mean, that was bad directing. That wasn't bad acting on his part. That was bad directing. And the guy's got pipe too. I love his band. So anyway, I'm a Jared Leto fan. I can't help it.
That's fine.
I think he's cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
All right, did you check your Scott? It's Mormon time. Did we miss anyone?
I was waiting for this Mormon time. I haven't seen that movie. I don't know if I can watch that movie.
Yeah. It's great. Right before he turns into the vampire, he says it's Mormon time. And then he turns into the vampire.
Oh, no.
That would make the movie better if he actually did that, probably.
Oh, it would. It would. The great thing is he's in on the joke. There's a video of him. They're like, hey, Jared, we've got some great news for you. And he opens up this gift. And it's the script for Morbius 2. And it says real big, Morbius 2, it's Morbin time.
Oh, no. Oh, my word.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis is a professor at Rutgers? Really? I'm taking the class. Is that online? I want to take the class.
Yeah. That would be cool.
He's got one of those voices, too. You could just sit and listen to for forever. So
he teaches you how to do shoes. Like he was a cobbler for a while.
Making shoes.
Yeah, just to do it, just for a role. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, don't forget you are listening to Trekcast, the most unpredictable Star Trek podcast.
Not Daniel Day-Lewis cast.
Exactly. Not you know, fun actors of the 2020s, 2010s.
That's right. Awesome.
Or what's your show called? Movie Leftovers.
Leftovers.
This isn't Movie Leftovers. This is Trekcast.
Right. Yeah, that's a fun show to do.
So I'm just trying to think of what we've got coming up. We're finishing Lower Decks right now.
Yep,
correct.
We have Picard in February.
In February.
And then what's after that? Is Lower Decks next? I mean, Strange World?
Prodigy. Prodigy's next.
Oh, Prodigy. Okay.
Well, Prodigy comes
Lower Decks
here,
is
going
to end. Yeah, I think literally at the week Lower Decks ends, I think Prodigy starts back up again.
Yep.
Okay.
I know we're going to review that new episode, the first one.
The first one.
I don't think we're going to do the rest of the season because it's like Wu-Tang, it's for the children. So, so we'll see what we do after that. We have some show ideas we've had brewing, but there's so much Star Trek, it's, you know, we haven't been able to do the other show ideas, so.
I would love to do, like, a end-of-the-year recap of the year that was Trek, you know, like right at the end of the year. I'd love to do that.
We could do the Trek Awards, like the Trekkies.
Yep.
Ooh.
We could.
That's a really good, okay, that's a write-it-down kind of idea.
Good. Otherwise, I'll forget.
I've had it for a while, I know this.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll do a Star Trek award show. Cool. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Trekkers.
Yeah, and if anybody else has any other kinds of ideas you want us to do here as we get towards the end of this end of the year and we don't have reviews, we get back into, you know, what made Trekcast great, which is the discussions, not necessarily the reviews, but the discussions of Trek itself on a whole.
I am dying to do another Starship Draft.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I say it every time.
I know. Yeah, I'm fine. We could do, as long as we don't do like one every quarter and we just do it like once a year, I'm fine.
We haven't done one in almost 3 years.
Has it really been that long?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Well, okay. That's got to be on the list then. So a draft, the year in Trek review. That's got to be another one.
And the Trek.
Yes.
And the Trekkie Awards.
Yeah.
So there's three.
The Trekkie Awards and a year in review is kind of the same thing, honestly.
Kind of the same thing, yeah. You could probably do those both the same thing.
I'd like to note for everybody listening that I think you'll notice no one is writing anything down.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? It's recorded on media. It's there.
It's there. Okay. It's got, just said it right there. He's going to make his plaques, which I have one right behind me, right there, right by my thumb.
Those are awesome.
There it is, right there.
He shouldn't make plaques. He should make those wood structures from like the Blair Witch, and we'll send those out.
Oh, my word. Okay, now wait a minute, though. Could you imagine actually, like, if you had, like, Trekcast Awards and we sent them to?
Yeah. Yeah. He's right here.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
My thumb is pointing to the ones that Scott made.
Yeah.
We need to do that. Yep.
Who is that? What?
Yeah.
Then maybe we can get them to come on the show or something. That'd be interesting.
The Golden Kazoo.
No. What did Picard play?
The little flute. Yeah. Or whatever it was, I forget what that thing's called. It's not just a flute, but it's a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can
be it. The golden, whatever those things are.
Yeah. Or whatever it was.
I mean, it could be I always forget the golden from Ryza.
The Horgon.
The golden Horgon.
We could 3D print Horgons. If I had my 3D printer still, we could do holy Horgons. Yeah.
Yes.
Put Trek at the bottom. And we could, they could make them look like they're wood, and it could say Trekcast, get your wood on.
The holy Horgon of Antioch, yes.
Yes, yes. This is how the show is made, baby.
Oh, man.
All right.
That's amazing.
Scott's awesome.
And, of course, we got to do our Christmas cards because we were asked about that last show. We got to do our Christmas cards. And do you have a copy of that clip that the guy made? Scott from Southern Illinois that we played, who was also asking for the Christmas cards. I'll send that to you. It was a clip I played last week. I'll send it to you. Yeah. Let's make sure we kind of put that in somewhere in our role for restream. So we both have
it. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Cool.
All right. What else?
So that was because last year, the Trek guys sent out Christmas cards to anyone who wanted them, and they were super cool, and they became collector's items, and they're now on eBay for at least
I have an idea for the Christmas cards. I'll share it with you and Dan in our private chat.
All right,
I think
sounds
you'll
good.
Like it.
Yeah, because we've done them 2 years in a row. We got to do a third year.
For sure.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, Star Trek Jeopardy. Cool. Yeah.
Good.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
Well, Jeopardy.
How many weeks will we have to do this? Because we still have 2 more weeks, and then we'll have January, really. We have plenty of time, so we should be able to fit in.
We'll have most of November, December, and January. That's almost 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's four
and
shows.
And part of February, too, because Picard doesn't start till towards like the middle of February. So
awesome. So we're gonna have a great slate of shows coming up of original programming, unlike reviews. Mm-hmm, however you call that, you know, and it's original programming.
Yeah, yeah. Different stuff for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess that's pretty much it, you know, for the show.
Gentry, thanks for coming on, man. Love having you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
It's been a while since I've seen your lovely face.
Thank you. We just want Dan to feel better soon and get back here so that we can make fun of him. I mean,
we want him on the video to watch him rescue dogs during the show.
Right.
They're jumping out of his car. Right.
Hold on a second. I got a noisy neighbor.
Wait. It's a Chiweenie. I gotta go.
Progressively, the shuttlecraft is just.
Not Chiweenie. A Chihuahua Weenie dog mix. What would that look like?
That's a real thing.
Is it really a Chiweenie?
Yes, a Chiweenie is a real dog.
That is horrible.
So okay,
you know what?
I'm digressing. I know, but my father-in-law has a black lab basset hound mix. They're called Labradors, not Labradors. I can't remember. Anyway, whatever they're called. Anyway, this dog looks like a black lab, and it's this high off the ground.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a black lab with really short legs.
Short legs. Oh, geez.
You know how we can combine the awards and the dogs? The golden doodle.
that's what my dog is a golden doodle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Good one.
Yeah.
Golden devil dogs. Golden devil dog awards. We have to ship out devil dogs to people, whoever, you know, we have to ship out. If someone, like, wins, like, a top prize or something, it has to be devil dogs.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Well, and I still have all those prizes we got from Playmates, and we were going to use those as a giveaway later.
That's so. Right. We do. Yeah. You know, I probably should have used something we've received from Toink as a giveaway, but it's mounted on the door and it's set to do the red alert warning. It's a motion sensor. So I turned it off, thankfully, this morning because otherwise
we don't know what's in here. Maybe this will be part of a giveaway. Don't know.
They're triples and they'll just keep multiplying and you just keep giving right. them out. Giving
don't feed them after midnight. Yeah.
The Space Gremlins. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being on.
Love having you. Good seeing you, buddy.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Yep. See you guys.
Bye.